All right, it's March 7th, first podcast for Grenade Motivation. My name is Joel Grenade. Most of you know who I am. If you don't, just click on my bio. It lets you know a little bit about myself. So what I want to talk today about is pretty much goal setting, right? And the reason I want to talk about the subject is because it's been brought up to me about two or three times this week alone. So, we're in the first quarter of 2018. That's right. We're already in the first quarter of 2018 and we're about to finish that, right? So, I'm super excited just because 2018 has just been phenomenal so far for me. I love what I do and we're just knocking these numbers out of the park. So I'm super excited about 2018 myself. But, you know, what I see a bunch of individuals is that they get super excited about the new year coming up. You know, all these individuals that were talking about 2017 and 2018, you haven't seen nothing yet. I can't wait till 2018 gets here. I can't wait till I start doing this and make these changes for 2018. A lot of people have different goals. A lot of people have different things that they want to accomplish that they didn't get to accomplish in 2017, right? Some people had a bad 2017 and said, you know what? They quit 6 months into 2017 and says, I'm just going to wait until 2018 comes, which is always the wrong thing to do, right? So, just talking to these individuals and talking, and I've worked with so many individuals in the past, and I love what I love. I really love what I do because I get to work with people. I get to help people achieve their goals, if it's, either in business or relationship. But I love what I do, right? And, one thing I love doing is helping people, just change the outcome of their life, right? They were headed the wrong direction. And not everybody's headed in the wrong direction. Sometimes people just need the guidance, right? Sometimes we're taking too much right turns when we only need to take two right turns, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense, right? And I see that usually every year, and it happens no matter what. Every year, we come up to 2017, 2018. Next year, it's going to be 2019. About a week in, guess what happens? Or 2 weeks in, guess what happens? That goal they had, that motivation they had, that desire they had to achieve that goal is gone, right? That fuel they had in their body that they were going to achieve this and do this is gone. So it's mind-boggling just to know how many people quit on themselves. And, I always talk about this because I see individuals that, have so much talent and I see it. I can just see somebody and be like, wow, they have talent. They're going to be great in what they do. And they literally just quit on themselves. And half of the time is because they're going in with the right mentality of they're going to do something great. But what happens is they get discouraged right away. Somebody might just discourage them. Somebody might tell them no if it's a business. Somebody might tell them no if they wanted to lose the extra 10, 15 pounds. A friend invited them to a happy hour and they had to go because it's her birthday or his birthday. And they broke that strict diet. And then, I broke the diet. I might as well just stay off of it, right? And it's just crazy how much people give up on themselves so early on. And, that's why I really want to talk to today about goal setting, because I think it's important. A lot of people know they want to reach some goals. They have goals in life. I think a lot of, individuals, adults, I would say, have goals. But sometimes they just have it in their mind. And I learned early on from my mentor, one of my first mentors, when he told me, Joel, what are your goals? And I said, well, I told him this, this, and this, right? And he says, okay, great. Let me see him, though. Do you have them written down? And I said, no, sir, I have everything in my mind. I said, I have a great memory, right? Which was a lie. I have the worst memory ever. So, he literally said, no. He said, son, that's the wrong way. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have your goals written down, they're probably never going to happen. And he says, I can pretty much guarantee my bank account on that. This individual made some great money. So I was like, oh, okay. So I kind of took it a little bit serious, right? So he actually, showed me that I needed to write down my goals. So the quickest thing he did, or the best thing he ever did for me, is literally he pulled out his binder, and you know, it was a new binder actually. It was kind of cool that he had a new binder. He said, "Man, I just actually bought this yesterday, but it's yours. And we're gonna write down the goals right here." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And he says, "Absolutely. You said you had everything in your mind. Write down your goals." And of course, he soon found out that I didn't have all my goals in my mind, because you know, I was all over the place with my goals. And you know, I was just saying I wanted to be rich, I wanted to have $1 million home, and this is years ago, guys. So you know, I was saying all these crazy, you know, I wanted the Lamborghini, you know, saying all the crazy things. I wanted to travel the world in jets, you know. So, but you know, those weren't real. You know, they're goals, but they weren't the real goals that I wanted, right? So I had to learn right then and there that the importance of writing your goals down, right? And I'm going to talk to you about that today, is because it's so important, you know. And when you're doing goal setting, you got to have an action plan. You have to have an action plan. Okay. So I want y'all to make sure you understood me on this action plan, right? And how to create an action plan, right? So what do we do about going on to creating an action plan? Real simple. I'm going to give you 5 steps. Okay. Number one is decide exactly what you want. Now, hear me out again. Decide exactly what you want. Now, I'm talking to different individuals. Everybody wants something differently. Not all of us are the same, right? Some of us want our finances to get better, right? Someone wants our careers to get better. Some of us want our health to get better, relationships, whatever it is. But you have to know exactly what you want. Okay. Be specific. Okay, guys, this is a big key right here. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but you got to be specific about your goal. So for example, if it's to make 10 grand a month, let's just say you have your own business, right? And you want to start making 10 grand a month, right? You got to be specific on your goal. When you want to reach that goal, is it 3 months from now that you want to start making 10 grand a month? Be specific on your goal, guys. That's so important. That's a crucial key right there. It's because people say, you know, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. But are you trying to lose 10 pounds in a year, or are you trying to lose 10 pounds in 30 days? Right? So you got to be specific on your goal. Okay. So I hope that makes sense. Now you need to know what are you trying to reach on your goals, right? So again, everybody's different. I just talked about this, but what's important to you, right? So make sure you write down what's really important to you, and everybody understands that everybody has different lifestyle. Everybody has a different life. We all come from different parts of the world, but we need to understand that, you know, what's going to benefit you, right? So exactly what you want, you need to understand that, right? Because a lot of people sometimes don't even know what they want, right? They want 100 things, but, you know, it's great to have all 100 things, but honestly, make sure you understand what you want, what's important to you. Number two, I would say write down your goals on a sheet of paper. Man, this is a huge one. I'll tell you what. It's just mind-boggling. That only, and y'all can look this up, only 3% of adults actually write down their goals. I got to repeat that. Only 3% of adults actually write down their goals. That's mind-boggling to me. So it's just crazy that, you know, for those that have children and those that, you know, nieces, nephew, you expect them to do this and write this down and do that. And as soon as we're adults and we're out of our parents' hair, and we just literally just say, okay, we're just going to live it day by day. We're going to just go on. And I'm like, I'm going to reach this, but we don't even know how we're going to reach it. But, you know, as kids, we write things down, and then we stop writing them down as adults. That just tells me that 97% of adults in America don't know where in the hell they're going. 97% of adults in this country don't understand how to write down a goal and how to achieve a goal. And now you understand why, you know, the 1% is the 1%. Does that make sense? Because I guarantee those 1% write down their goals, right? So it's just, again, it's mind-boggling that 3% actually write down their goals. Guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. What one of my mentors told me, success begins with a pen and a paper and a few minutes of your time. I got to repeat that one more time. Success begins with a pen and a paper and excuse me, and a few minutes of your time. Does that make sense? A few minutes of your time and get a pen and a paper. We all have a few minutes of our time. We all have a few minutes a day to write down goals. All of us. I don't care what your lifestyle is. I don't care what you got going in your life. You have a few minutes. And if you don't have a few minutes, you got to make a few minutes, right? Because you deserve to have a few minutes, right? So make sure you write down your goals on a piece of pen and on a piece of paper, okay? So real simple. And, you know, people ask me, well, you know, Joel, what do I do here? You know, and it's crazy because so much people are kind of confused. They overthink this. And I'm like, this is not something to overthink. You know, what is the most three important things? I start off with three, guys. There's people, there's experts and gurus out there that do this goal setting thing. And they say three, some say two, some say five. You know, some say one. Listen, I don't have the correct answer. I know that I go for three to four because honestly, if I only hit two and I miss one, I'd rather hit two goals than I only hit one goal, right? But I'm usually going to hit all three, right? So I know my limits. You got to know who you are, right? And I'm going to write those down and I want to hit those three. And if I don't hit all three, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be so close and I'm going to be really ticked off at myself. But it just pushes me to be greater. You have to push yourself, right? You just don't want to be stuck where you're at. And if you're stuck somewhere that you don't like to be, where you don't like what you don't like to be, where you don't like to be, I'm sorry. You got to make those changes. So the goal setting is so important. You have to write this down. Excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of water here. Obviously, I would definitely start with three goals. And remember, it can be about anything, relationship, finances, careers, new business, anything, right? So weight loss, health, spiritual, that's always a big one, right? So you want to make sure you write those down, okay? What are the three most important goals, right? Number three is I would set a deadline, right? Set your deadline. Guys, this is huge. They're all big, but this is big. Because, you know, if you don't hit your deadline, you just can't quit. If you don't hit your deadline, set another deadline. Keep going. Do not quit. How much times have I seen somebody with so much potential just quit on themselves because they didn't hit a deadline? Joel, I wanted to make 20 grand a month, and I didn't, I gave myself 6 months. But what have you been doing 5 years before you started hitting this deadline? You know, a lot of people want to get rich overnight, and it just doesn't work like that. Just because you saw somebody else get rich overnight, but you didn't see what those individuals were doing in the dark. People never see what others do in the dark, but they're quick to judge and saying, well, why is he making 20 grand a month? That's not right. He got lucky. And if I'm not getting lucky, then I'm quitting, right? At the end of the day, guys, if you have a business or if it's your career, whatever it is, you got to put effort into it. But I'll tell you what, most of these people that don't hit a deadline, most of these individuals that don't hit that deadline honestly don't have a pen and a paper, right? They don't have their goals written down. You can't find that pen and paper nowhere. So I want to let you know that you got to literally keep going. You do not quit. It's okay to add a new deadline. It's okay. If you didn't hit that 20 grand a month deadline or 20 grand a month, you know, to make 20 grand a month in 6 months deadline and you didn't hit that, it's okay. Write down a new deadline, but don't punish yourself by saying, well, I'm gonna now give myself 2 years. No, absolutely not. What you need to do is backtrack everything you did. And why didn't you hit that? Because if you're writing your goals down and you're writing everything down, you would know why you didn't hit that 20 grand a month in 6 months, right? You got to understand, maybe you got to push a little bit harder. Maybe you got to concentrate in this area a little bit more, right? So you got to understand where you're going. Does that make sense? And I hope that makes sense, okay? So in number four, you got to make a list of what actually is going to take for you to hit those goals. This is big because everybody talks about, I want to make 20 grand a month or I want to lose 10 pounds. But how are you going to do that? Let's just start with just weight loss. If you want to lose 10 pounds, so are we going to wake up every day and just go to the gym? Could you lose 10 pounds like that? Yeah, you could probably, right? But how much better, how much easier would it be when you gave yourself a schedule? Let's just say Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to do weights. You know, I'll do chest on Monday, leg day on Wednesday. Friday, I'll do arms and back. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I'll do cardio. And that's just an example, right? And then I'm going to eat, you know, I'm going to do the kettles diet. You know, I'm going to be on my plant-based protein and this and this. So you got to give yourself, you know, a chance. Literally, you got to give yourself a chance. You got to understand where you're going to go. How are you going to achieve those goals? How are you going to say, I want to be a millionaire? Or how you want to say, I want to make 20 grand a month and don't know how to make the 20 grand a month? What is it going to take? Are you going to wake up in 6 months and start making 20 grand a month? It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, guys, but it doesn't work like that. So if you know you want to make 20 grand a month, this is what you have to do every day for the next 6 months to make 20 grand a month. And what happens if you don't achieve those things every day, you got to make up for it the next day, right? And the next day. But at least you know where you're heading. And if you fall short, like I just explained, what we do is we keep going, okay? But I'd rather aim high and fall a little bit short than aim low and don't hit the target at all. Okay, so you got to understand where you're going. Okay, so you got to write these steps down. I have, when I started my business, I literally explained to myself, this is what I need to do. This is where I'm going. This is how long it's going to take me. And I'm going to get there. And I look at it every single day. I read it to myself, guys. It takes me 30 seconds a day to read my goals. Okay, because I'm obsessed. I must obsess with my goals. I'm obsessed in my personal growth. I'm obsessed with success. And if you want to have what you desire, you want to have what your family deserves, what you deserve, you got to be obsessed of hitting your goals. Okay. So I'm letting you know you have to write these things down. Okay. I can't do it for you. If you work with a great mentor, if you have a great mentor in your life, they can't do it for you. If you have a great boss that, you know, shows you, you know, the ropes and teaches you the right things in your career, it doesn't matter if you're in real estate, doesn't matter if you're in insurance, doesn't matter if you're in direct sales, whatever it is, you have to personally take action and write down these goals, okay? You have to write down these goals, guys. And understand, there's going to be changes. You know, there's going to be changes. You got to adapt. You know, especially if you have a business or you work for somebody, there's always changes. And you can't get frustrated because there's changes. You have to adapt with the time. How many times have somebody, you know, one of these billionaires that we see out here, and I can just talk about maybe Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or any of these guys, they've had to adapt so many times to the changes, guys. You have to adapt. Will there be obstacles? Absolutely. Will there be frustrations? Absolutely. Will there be doubt? Absolutely. But you adapt to those changes, okay? You keep going. You push forward. When you write down those goals, guess what? If something changed and you have to adapt, that means you might have to change your goal settings. You have to adapt with that. You have to write down some changes. If you're losing weight and your gym closed down and that trainer you were actually working out with, you know, quit, does that mean you quit? No. You have to adapt. You have to look for a new gym. You have to look for a new trainer. Let's say that workout program, you hit a plateau and it's not working for no more. There, well, guess what? We got to adapt. We have to find something to keep going, to outbreak that, to go past that plateau. Does that make sense? If you, same thing in business, right? You have to adapt. There's always changes in business. I've never seen a business that doesn't have changes. If there's a business that don't have changes, be careful. That's a scary business. That's a scary, scary, scary business, okay? So you got to adapt with the changes. The change, and change is good sometimes. Honestly, not all change is good, but change is really good sometimes, right? Especially when it's for the better. So you just have to understand. So adapt to your changes, guys, okay? And number five, you know, talked about this, but now schedule, plan. Schedule the plan. Now just write it down. We're going to schedule the plan, how we're going to do it, right? And what I mean by schedule a plan is we're going to literally write down, you know, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, you're going to have your month's calendar, and we're going to write it down. I like to do about 2 to 3 weeks in advance. And I'll tell you why. Because if you go more than, I saw this when I started first doing it. When I started, I had like a schedule 3 months out. But things, so much things change that literally by the third week, so much things have changed that I had to rip that calendar and do something else, right? So I literally do about 2 weeks in advance. I've seen some people get away with three. It just depended on the schedule, but I'm a little bit more busy than the average individual. So I do about 2 weeks in advance, but I at least know in 2 weeks that I have this going, right? And I have something every day that's going to be beneficial for my business for those 2 weeks. If I don't have something that's going to be beneficial for my business in those two weeks, that means I need to make sure I get something for that business. I need to make sure I have something for my business that's going to be beneficial. A lot of people say, well, Joe, I only got 3 days that's going to be beneficial. Well, guess what? You're not working hard enough. Guess what? You need to figure that out. Okay? You need to understand what's going to be beneficial for your business. Schedule ahead. I see so many individuals that have two or three businesses going on at the same time, and then like they just get flustered, and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I have so much going on. I just don't have enough time. I come home, I gotta cook food, you know, for my kids. I gotta do this. I just don't have the time. I don't know what to do. There's so much time, but the problem is that you're not goal setting. You're not writing down your schedule. You're not writing down what you're doing every day. And, you know, one thing I see is individuals sometimes make room for other people to change their schedule. And if you're trying to be a successful businesswoman, businessman, or entrepreneur, people need to respect your time, and you need to respect your time. And so when individuals change time on you, you just can't make it flexible for them. You got to understand your schedule. If you had a certain schedule, you stay with your schedule. Even though you might need to make, you know, it just depends on the industry. Let's just say in your real estate or direct sales, you need that extra sell. But at the end of the day, guys, you got to stay with your goal. You got to stay with your schedule. You got to understand that, okay? You can make it up. But don't hurt your schedule for one individual, if that makes sense. Okay, guys, so that's a big one, okay? Stay with your schedule. Know your schedule ahead. Write it down, understand it, have it. There's so many tools. There's actually a lot of applications out there where you can now put schedules on your phone, you know, on your tablet or your computer, or some people like me, I just like to carry it in a little booklet. I have a booklet with a schedule. I write it down, but I also have it on my phone, so I have two different reminders. But you know, you got to write it down, okay? Set your schedule. Always have your schedule ahead. I know personally that, you know, some successful businessmen that I know, you know, they have that schedule and they follow it to a T. And they're very, 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 very anal when it comes to their schedule, right? If somebody shows up to, you know, one of their meetings 5 minutes late, they're out of there because they have something else going on in the other hour and they don't want to be late to it. So, you know, you got to understand, and that's the individuals that respect their business enough to understand that you cannot hurt their goals. They have goals. They have something that they desire, and they're not going to let somebody being 5 minutes late hurt their goals. And, you know, that's the people I respect the most. I love those kind of individuals because I understand where they're coming from, right? So, you know, that's pretty much it, guys. I mean, I wanted to talk to you about goal setting because I see so much individuals that have no idea about goal setting. Like, they think they know what goal setting is, but then they don't have nothing written down, right? So, you know, and I just want to tell y'all this. You got to take action. It's 2018. Take action. Keep track of your progress. And it's okay to make adjustments, okay? It's okay to make adjustments, but you got to keep track of your progress, guys. Why? Because if you don't hit that goal in 6 months or 3 months, whatever it is, you got to keep track. It, guys, it takes 30 seconds to a minute to write down your progress. Write down what you did. Write it down. You have something. We all know how to write on a piece of paper. Grab a pen and a paper and write it down. Keep track. It takes a minute. How do I know this? Because I do it all the time. I do it every single night. Okay? Why? Because I want to make sure where I'm heading. And I want to know if I didn't reach my goal. I want to know why. And I'm going to backtrack and I want to see what I did wrong. And I love helping other individuals do the same. So I want to make sure they don't make those mistakes. Okay? So, you know, that's pretty much it, guys. I'm going to be doing these podcasts once a week. You know, and every week we'll do something different. But today I wanted to do goal setting. You know, just want to make sure everybody understands how important goal setting is. And I hope everybody enjoyed. I hope I gave y'all value. I hope you understood the importance of writing down your goals. And, you know, if you ever need to reach out to me and you need some more, you have some questions or concerns, please reach out to me there on here on my email, my Facebook, The Joel Grenade. Reach out to me there. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure everybody is rocking their 2018. Stay motivated. Keep pushing. And my name is Joel Grenade with Grenade Motivation. We will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.